Oh, and like many smart-ass leftist comics, at least Stephen Colbert expressed remorse for jokes he told about Kate Middleton before it came out that she had
cancer. So did The View. The View apologized.
Those bitches, I can't. I don't even want to know anybody that watches that show.
NBC has one less employee today.
Yeah. Paul Schaefer, who was the drunkest celebrity I've ever met in person, and Fran Drescher from The Nanny will return for the Spinal Tap sequel. That's what I remember we saw.
Yeah, he was in, the first one.
Yeah.
He was the record promoter. Remember how slimy some of those record promoters were during in the day? Some of them were caricatures of...
Exactly. And well done. Very well done, too.
Yeah.
We were just talking about The View.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg stopped in the middle of a discussion to chastise an audience member for recording the show.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass Buster.
Buster?
How would you like to have Whoopi Goldberg coming at you at full speed? Gene Simmons says he's done wearing the makeup.
Okay.
Yeah. And
at age, I guess he's in, what, in his 70s?
Well, they're stopping, they stopped touring, so I don't see why you would want to wear it anymore.
Yeah, right.
Well, sometimes you just get in the mood, Jay.
To just put on some makeup.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
A documentary on the Beach Boys coming to Disney Plus on May 24th.
I watched that.
I saw where that was happening. Oh, you, Rich.
I am not eager to give Disney anything with Disney's name out of my money.
Oh, good luck. You know how much stuff.
I know. Well, that's one of those things. If you got to really check all of their holdings to make sure you're not indirectly supporting them. You are correct on that. Drake and Lil Wayne, rappers, got caught using a teleprompter on stage. And no, Taylor Swift did not make a whole gym shut down so she could work out.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's why...
Jeez, now I can rest.
I try to be comprehensive in my my approach to the news, Jay. It's the best I can do.
You did good.
Thanks.
Made us all proud. This on your half birthday.
It's 7:03.
We should have got him half a gift.
Hey, look what you see what Jay Tom dropped off.
Saw that
picture.
Cool.
That plane.
Can I play with it?
Yeah, of course.
I play with it.
Should I play with my toys? The Food Outlet specials are out for the new week that starts today. They'll have those for you and a chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate when Jay does random facts, followed by our pop quiz question. Right now, I'd like to suggest all participants in the show qualify to win some great prizes on Friday at 8:55, one of which is The Works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Always great to have a go-to place, like I did when I was first a driver. We had a Shell station about a half a mile from our house. And my dad knew the guy that owned it and ran it. They had their own service bays. And they were good guys. They did great work. They charged a fair price. And Dad always said, if your car conks out or something happens, take it to Pete's. And it's nice to have that reassurance that you can trust the people you're bringing your car to. Well, today my Pete Shell is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire for over a decade. And, you know, here's the cool thing. We've had virtually no major issues with any car of mechanical nature out of the 8 that we have taken to Don Duncan because they do a good job on service and they look for things on a preventive basis so they can prevent you from having to call a tow truck, something that leaves you on the side of the road. When they rotate the tires, they do a rolling inspection. Two guys making sure that anything that's embedded, you pick up stuff from the road, you don't even see it. But they do. They know how to look for that stuff, and they plug those holes at no extra charge. And if you have a car insurance repair policy, most are accepted at Don Duncan. Plus, wholesale price tires from all major name brands. So they got you covered bumper to bumper at Don Duncan, with locations in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, otherwise known as Mount Duncan. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Look for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Traffic and a fresh edition of SRN News coming up.
Well, we've got a good bit of traffic on the roads this morning, and it is building on I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery. Montgomery, no major problems at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any accidents come your way. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burks Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClendon Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years. All of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need. Because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is not headline news. Today is National Viagra Day. One possible side effect of Viagra is hearing loss. Some married guys consider it a win-win. Not only National Viagra Day, it's also International Whiskey Day, which is basically like saying it's National Batman Day and International Joker Day. Fergie turns 49 today. You can hear all about how she's doing in her new single, My Spanx. Megan Fox says she got plastic surgery because, unlike Megan Fox, plastic surgery works. And betting on March Madness is expected to reach $2.7 billion this year. And that's just by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Who's your dad?
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg says the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will be rebuilt after collapsing
when
it was struck by a container ship. Six construction workers missing more than 24 hours after the accident are now presumed dead. The search for their bodies continues. Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to press ahead with Israel's offensive, and he's blasting a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the Gaza fighting, saying it has emboldened Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. A New York judge has slapped a gag order on former President Trump, this in relation to the so-called hush money criminal trial. An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Technology Group. Shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 177. More details, srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Hey, what are you guys on the
south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold on traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So that until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
213, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
That is real life drama. And props to them. And I mean, they saw the disaster before it actually happened.
And so they put out that call, and then you saw the last car getting off the bridge right before it went down.
Just incredible.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. They are heroes, and they should be acknowledged for that incredible performance. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Officially, there's a dense fog advisory till 8 o'clock this morning from the Weather Service, but we're going to stop talking about it pretty much because it's pretty localized at Maxwell. Right now, it's got the fog with 3/4 miles visibility. Otherwise, a mostly sunny, comfortable day today. High around 73. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. We'll go to the mid-40s for the overnight low. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow on Thursday. Then low to mid-70s on Good Friday. That's a great forecast. Start of a beautiful Easter weekend. One of the nicest in a long time. With upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. In fact, I've got us around 83. Good, weather for backyard barbecue and stuff on Easter Sunday. Sunshine, an extended string of nice days, storm-free days, right on through Monday at least, maybe mid-80s by Monday. How about that? Right now this morning, as I mentioned, dense fog at Maxwell, but visibility at Danley Field has now gone to 10 miles, which is unrestricted. It's 45 degrees at 7:12.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, that was very brief.
Yeah, it was.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's the single version instead of the album version.
That was supposed to be All My Eggs Are Too Expensive. The George Strait parody.
It went away.
Well, what was it, though? Was it that, and then it just faded out?
I used to have the full-length version of it in, and now it's 2 seconds long.
Oh, wow.
That's weird, man. That's Twilight Zone kind of stuff. But, yes, eggs have they've come down some, but if you want the best price on eggs, and I usually buy them 5 dozen at a time. They have a package of food outlet where you can do that.
We do go through some eggs.
We do go through some eggs.
Yeah.
And but the cost on everything at food outlet is lower because it's cost plus 10% pricing. And yes, they have household things, cleaning supplies, paper supplies, and so forth. But it's really all about the groceries there. And check out some of the incredible prices they're offering this week. Ground beef, USDA ground beef, $2.88 a pound. You might want to consider buying one of the pack 10 pounds into a plasticine torpedo that you can cut with a serrated knife and set aside, freeze, and use later. And that way you're using $2.88 a pound ground beef for some time to come. St. Louis-style pork ribs are $2.50 a pound in leg quarters. Chicken leg quarters, $5.50 for the 10-pound bag of those. That's in the meat department, including black label sliced bacon at $4.57 for the 1-pound package. But there's other great deals, too. For example, Duncan Hines cake mixes are $1.35 each. Bluebell ice cream with that incredible new butter gooey yellow cake. Is that what it's the name of it? It's so good.
That's gooey butter cake.
That's close.
Yeah. Yeah, gooey butter cake. It's awesome. And you can buy a half a gallon of that. I mean, if you ever get really neurotic, get that half gallon and just put a movie on and sit there and just eat right out of the container. $4.92. That's about $3 to $4 a half gallon lower than they price that stuff the allegedly cheaper chain stores.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fresh bananas, 50 cents a pound. And white lily flour, that is the all-purpose or regular, that's Martha White's, the very finest, $3.73. And you can get packages of Idahoan potatoes. Those are the kind you can make in a couple of minutes, and they're very good. They really are as close to the real thing as you're going to get. Crescent rolls are $2.73, and the Idahoan potatoes are three packages for $4. Little wafers, $3.50 for the family-sized box. And Dasani water, 24-pack of that, $3.60 at all three food outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, 720 East Main in the preferred community. And I'm sending a designated shopper to the Coliseum Boulevard location this Sunday because I will be in New Orleans with my new grandson and my daughter and my grandparrot, Cheeky.
And by grandson, you mean a dog?
Yes. Yeah. I will admit that it is a dog. In fact, I posted a little video of Easy. That's the pending name on this dog. And he's hanging out on the floor with Cheeky, my grandparrot. And, wow, over 100 people have watched that already. That's nice to know.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's just adorable. He's got the most amazing ears. My God, he could probably hear this show in New Orleans without the benefit of any online assistance. Really, really cute. And a sweet boy, just like his granddad.
What, half birthday today?
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here. I have two convoluted intros for random facts that have been ready since before the show, so I'll probably screw them up because I had too much time to think. And then we'll do the pop quiz question. Where the $20 head start at your favorite food outlet location? I'm going to go back and make my 180-calorie peanut butter and jelly slice.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A death investigation is underway after railroad workers found a body near train tracks just off Old Montgomery Highway in Selmont. The body appeared to have been there for several weeks. The body was sent to forensics to be identified and to determine the cause of death. A serious fire that badly damaged a home in Montgomery is being investigated. The fire happened at a home in the 3400 block of Somerville Drive just off Carter Hill Road Monday night. There were no injuries. No one was in the home at the time of the fire. The new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park is opening today in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You up to... piece of fluff.
This is so stupid.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is March 27th, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Celebrate tunes like Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed, or I Still Miss You, Baby, But My Aim's Getting Better, and If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me, or the quirkiest country song of all, any tune that doesn't mention pickup trucks, cold beer, or church on Sunday.
And now, she took my dog, my beer, and my
random facts.
A parody of lyrics you'd find in a country song.
Good job.
You know, it wouldn't be what it is without that immediate analysis.
You're going to miss that next week, aren't you?
Oh, crap, yeah.
Did you know, let's see.
721, by the way.
Yeah. Typo Negative is a band. And
it's also a blood type.
It is, yes. But they had a song called Bloody Kisses about a woman who committed suicide. The problem is that it's not actually about a woman who committed suicide. It's about the lead singer's 17-year-old cat, Venus. Lead singer was Peter Steele. He said, no one wants to hear about a guy who's 6'8 with long black hair and fangs crying about his cat.
Yeah.
So I had to make it extremely metaphoric.
Oh.
Now, Typo Negative is also the standard one, right, that anybody could get? Is that the one?
Oh, the blood type. I don't... So.
Maybe somebody listening knows which type... is the one that we can...
What type is the standard?
It's hard to do things with one hand, isn't it?
Now I have peanut butter on the board.
Everyone has a blood type, either O, which is the most common, or A, B, or AB. It is very important to know what blood type you are if you ever need...
Yeah. Whatever. I like to be positive.
See what he did there?
Be positive. That's lyrics to a country song.
He made a sentence out of a blood type. That's a convoluted comment, Rich.
Did you know? Until the 1990s, the entire United States supply of this was developed from a single horse.
Wow, supply of this.
Up until the 1990s, the name of that horse was First Flight, by the way. And we got the entire United States supply of
sperm. I'm talking about horses.
No,
horses.
Botulism.
Oh,
botulism.
Botulism antitoxin was developed from a single horse up until the 1990s.
And the name of that horse again was
First Flight.
First Flight.
Yeah.
That's what I always call it when I screw something up when I don't execute properly in the area. Temporary botulism.
So, and these horses had...
I guess that's where you get the botulism antitoxin from, is horses, I suppose. I don't exactly know the history of botulism.
That sounds like a great Sunday movie.
I mean, isn't that Botox?
Well, in a way, it might be.
Hey, don't talk with your mouth full.
Especially with peanut butter. That's a tough thing to... Peanut Butter Theater, remember doing that?
Peanut Butter Theater?
Yeah. Everybody had to take... Take a big glob of peanut butter, and then you have to read a line, and somebody has to guess what the line is or what movie it is from that you're repeating.
Maybe we'll try that this afternoon. I've got the honey roast.
Yeah, God, that's a good one. Did you know, contrary to popular belief, the Great Wall of China is not actually visible from space?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You can't look out the window of your space capsule and look down on Earth and say, I could see the Great Wall. No, you can't. It is visible from very high up, but not from space. Did you know? There was a bartender from Chester, Illinois. Did you ever go to Chester, Illinois?
I've been to Rochester.
Rochester?
No, not Chester.
Not Chester?
Never heard of it, really.
Well, there's a bartender from Chester, Illinois, named Frank Fiegel.
Yeah, he's known for his fecal material.
His fecal, yeah.
I knew you were going to do that.
F-I-E-G-E-L. Feigl? Fagel? Fiegel? I don't know. Anyway.
That's Fiegel.
Frank.
Yes?
Is the basis for Popeye the Sailor Man.
Okay, I didn't know that.
A bartender from Chester, Illinois.
What do you mean the bassist? Oh, that's it.
He's the bassist.
Oh, I got you.
Not bassist.
Oh.
He doesn't play bass for the band Popeye the Sailor. No, he's the bassist.
Bartender in
Chester, Illinois. Chester. Oh, let's see. The political terms left wing and right wing. You know where those originated from? You may.
I'm guessing something from the media.
No, not the media. It originated during the French Revolution. Goes back a ways. From the front of the assembly, the aristocracy sat on the right side, or the right wing of the room.
Mm.
The commoners sat on the left side, or the left wing of the room. And that is how you got your right wing and your left wing.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's obviously changed over the years, but that's where it originated from. The French Revolution.
Absolutely
fascinating.
Very. Did you know? We may have talked about this, I'm not sure. This lake was officially the sixth Great Lake for about 3 weeks.
This lake
was... We have talked about it before, but I forget the answer.
Yeah.
Sixth Great Lake.
It was the sixth Great Lake officially for only about 3 weeks.
I forgot you did do this, but I don't know the answer.
Lake Champlain.
Champlain. Oh, gosh, and I've been to Lake Champlain. Yeah. I've been in Lake Champlain.
I thought you had.
Cold water. Wow.
Coming up on Random Facts.
Wait a minute. Why isn't it a Great Lake no more?
Why did it become a Great Lake? I'm not sure. Are the Great Lakes dependent upon size? I would imagine.
Size does not matter when it comes to a lake.
But girth.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I hear. That's what I read in forums.
Thanks to a federal law signed in 1998, Vermont's Lake Champlain was officially added as a Great Lake, but it only lasted 18 days. Congress that year passed a reauthorization of the National Sea Grant College Program, which funds conservation of coastal areas and the Great Lakes. That doesn't tell me why. Or maybe I'm wrong on that.
Coldest water I've ever been in.
Really?
Yes.
Serious shrinkage.
The term blue.
Yeah, I'm checking this again now. Basically, okay, so it happened in 98. President Clinton redefined it as a Great Lake so that researchers could have access to certain funding. Mm-hmm. But this clerical decision really upset people enough that they changed it back, but they still let the researchers keep the money.
Very interesting.
So, yeah.
There was a Fort Ticonderoga. No, I can't say it.
Ticonderoga.
Thank you.
But I learned about Lake Ticonderoga from the Three Stooges.
But that's on Lake Champlain.
In New York, right?
Yeah, New York, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a big lake then.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the theater production of The Passion of the Christ. This is interesting that we're very close to
Easter,
and I did these.
And you probably around Christmas.
A long time ago. We are going to tell you about ancient Native Americans and caffeine. We'll tell you how those mix together.
Which I can't have this morning because I'm fasting.
Yeah, you really can't have anything.
I can't have anything.
Yeah. We're going to give you a weather random fact. 5 of the 6 highest wind speeds ever observed in a tornado.
Hmm.
We'll tell you about those.
One is in Moore, Oklahoma.
We're going to give you a random fact about Lego.
What's the other one out that way?
And we've got a random fact from a survey from 2013 that involved doctors and end-of-life directives. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
The bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there. It is 7:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Beautiful morning. Part 2 coming up. Keep your note-taking devices handy so you can win that $20 Food Outlet gift certificate.
That's mentioned. We have a visitor at 8 o'clock, Rick Evans.
That's right. About the eclipse.
About the eclipse.
Yeah.
Our astronomy expert is going to be here.
And a great guy. All-around great guy. Montgomery Paint and Body hopes that you never have to call 27-WRECK with a W because it generally means that your car has been damaged either in a wreck or some type of... I had a friend that was in a parking lot where they had taken down the light standards, and when she was backing up, could not see that the cement base for the light standard that used to be there was still there and did some damage. You can... A whole number of things. Half the time I leave in the morning, I'm worried about a deer running out in front of me. You just never know. I've had that experience once, and that was plenty. Whatever the case, though, make sure you trust your car to the people who will give you the best possible outcome, and that's what Montgomery Paint and Body's been delivering for four decades. It's all about ethics. They do not consider shortcuts or shortchanging customers, as some did. That's one reason why Alabama law now allows you to choose who's going to fix your car. So choose wisely. Your insurance adjuster will appreciate that you picked MPB too, because they know the standard there is right at the top. And that's what you deserve. After all the other distractions and grievances that go with an automobile accident, paperwork, police reports, insurance adjuster. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And if it is drivable, make sure you get your claim number ASAP so everything that needs to be repainted, replaced, can be repaired and ordered from the parts services. I'm Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard East Shore Lane. Donnie and Brandon Turner now, four decades of excellence. They will make your car look as good as new, maybe better. In fact, they won't even let you have it back until it looks good as new, maybe better, as close as they can reach their own high standards. Right now, let's see who might lead them at 7:32.
Well, as we get into the 7 o'clock hour, traffic continues to build, and we've got a lot of cars all over the area this morning on I-65 and 85. And, of course, all of our outlets into Montgomery are beginning to build. One accident, 200 block of Hyundai Boulevard. That's going to be right near the gate to Hyundai Manufacturing. Got an 18-wheeler versus a car there. That's our only major problem this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone.
Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 27th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Quentin Tarantino. Critics say the delivery of the future filmmaker was a magnificent tour de force. Although the graphic birth scene was way over the top, also starring Samuel L. Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, A Star is Born.
And now, how about Pulp Faction, a Quentin movie based on
random facts?
And he was referring to Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Faction, that was good. I like that one.
So good, I had justifiable confidence in those all morning long. I
have to phone some in next week.
Did you know?
Wait a minute, he's got a great idea.
Yeah.
Go into Jay's room after the show and just record some rant. Wow, that was great. Or, boy, you really outdid yourself on that one, so I can hit the hotkeys.
Okay.
We'll have Virtual Rich here next week.
Instant affirmation.
I mean, that idea is
great.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you know, during a theater play of The Passion of the Christ, a man had to be taken away from the theater after he ran on stage and hit one of the Roman soldiers with a motorcycle helmet in an attempt to save Jesus from being crucified.
Taking it a little bit too seriously.
Just a tiny bit.
Got into it. Hey, I got into the plot.
Just a tiny little bit of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know ancient Native Americans consumed a highly caffeinated ceremonial beverage? It contained roasted holly leaves called cassina. I think it's cassina. Likely that's how it's pronounced. C-A-C-I-N-A, cassina. Or what was known as black drink. Conquistadors. Conquistadors. Who is that? Is that Procol Harum? Do a song called Conquistadors?
Yes, yes.
Conquistador. Da, 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 da.
On ATCO Records and Tapes.
That's right.
Yeah, conquistadors who consume the drink daily provide some of the earliest written accounts of caffeine addiction.
Huh.
Addicted to the black drink. Did you know? You were right. You mentioned five of the six highest wind speeds ever observed in a tornado.
302 miles per hour in Moore, Oklahoma. The Bridge Creek, Moore, Oklahoma tornado.
What was the one?
1999.
El Reno.
It was up there, too. Yeah. That's probably got to be on the list as well.
Five of the six highest wind speeds ever observed in a tornado occurred in Oklahoma.
But one was in New Hampshire, at Mount Washington, right?
I don't know.
Well, not at a tornado.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. That was just wind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Two of those five that were in Oklahoma occurred on the same day.
Yeah, in May of 1999.
Did you know the original Lego building bricks were based off a building toy made by a British company called Kiddycraft? That was in 1947. Lego started selling their redesigned version in 1949. In the late 50s, Lego contacted Kiddycraft, to ask if they objected to the Lego bricks. Like, hey, we know this is kind of like what you guys did, but are you cool with it? They did not object to it, and they wished Lego all the success.
Which they never proceeded to have.
And they had great success with it. Fantastic success. And finally, did you know, in 2013, a survey was taken involving 1,081 doctors regarding advance end-of-life directives. This survey found that 88% of these doctors said they would choose do not resuscitate or no code orders for themselves.
That's interesting. Yeah. Huh.
They know.
Yeah, they're just like, no.
Don't go to extraordinary means to keep me alive.
Just let it go. Yeah. Let it go. Those are all of your random facts.
All right.
All right. It is 7:40 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Well, we're getting together on the pop quiz questions, including one where $20 of food shopping at Food Outlet with the pop quiz question. Let's talk about Adams Drugs. Local company, 62 years now. They've been around, and from day one, the most important thing, above and beyond filling prescriptions, that they have managed to find the people, you know, with 12 locations. You talk to other businesses today, it's tough to find people who understand the practice of not just good customer service, but great customer service. And if your national pharmacy chain closed, or the one you were going to in the grocery store got sold along with all your information to some other company, if you're tired of instability and indifference at the counter, why not give Adams Drugs a try? 75 cents of every dollar you spend there stays in our local economy. It's about one-third of a dollar with the national chains. And people dedicated to building a relationship. It's really important to be able to ask questions and know that the team behind the counter is working to save you money on copays, looking for programs or coupons with various drug-making companies to see if they can't save you some additional money. They also deliver. But visiting their stores is like a step into a past where people were treated with appreciation and gratitude for doing business with them. And I think that's invaluable. They also have nice gift shops, too, where you can find heirloom-type decorations for Easter and other occasions. It's just a world unto itself, and one that you'll love visiting and getting acquainted with. To find the one nearest you, go to adamsdrugs.net. By the way, 4 have health clinics, including the one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. If you need a shingle shot, flu shot, you can have those taken care of there. And again, adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. It is 7:42 now, and we're ready. I'm going to lower the volume on my pocket here. The Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we already have a call. Earlier in Random Facts, we learned that bartender Frank Fiegel...
he of the Fiegel material.
From Chester, Illinois.
Chester...
was the basis for what character? Not band. What character?
A cartoon character.
272-9228. 272-9228. What cartoon character was that?
There's something screwy around here.
No, 272-9228. If you don't win the $20 gift certificate, stick around. Do a follow-up question. Qualify for Friday's grand prize drawing.
Yay! Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
Today. Traffic is most definitely building. We're seeing a lot of cars out of Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka this morning headed into Montgomery. I-65 southbound busy from the 143 on-ramp at Millbrook into Northern Boulevard and across the Alabama River Bridge. Boulevards are already light to mostly moderate traffic, and we had an accident earlier. 200 block of Hyundai Boulevard near the Hyundai manufacturing main gate. 18-wheeler versus a car there. If you're going to work out there or on that boulevard this morning, please use caution. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other accidents happen. Spring is here at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblado's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's get a winner here, and we go to Chris. Chris, good morning. Can you give us the answer?
Hi.
Bye-bye.
Popeye, correct.
You're a winner.
Popeye the Sailor Man. The day after National Spinach Day, too. How about that?
Last week, yesterday. Yeah. We did the thing about the generations under the age of 30 wanting something new from the people that make movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one they're going to reboot.
Is that right?
It's stupid.
Who did it? I'm trying to remember.
Chris, congratulations. You've got a $20 head start on your next trip to Food Outlet. Right. Cesare, you dropped out.
Oh, no, you went away. We had a good question for you.
Yeah, much to our chagrin.
All right, where were we? Yeah.
But I'm anxious to hear from my friend Backup Steve on my convoluted intros today.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Excellent timing on everything. It's kind of hard to tie together country music and Pulp Fiction, but I do want to wish you, according to Rich, a very happy birthday.
Right.
Happy, I can't even say it.
There you go.
A happy half birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll have to remember when it gets to the full point here. So,
okay. Hey, so this lake was once considered the sixth Great Lake for about 18
years. That's the lake that Fort Ticonderoga is located on, Lake Champlain. That
correct.
Very, very cold, according to our weatherman.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, it is. I went
all right, well, have a great day, fellas.
Thanks.
Take care.
I was expecting more praise. Who do we have on the line here?
Sarah, call back.
You called back. Okay, because Rich Thomas wanted to give you a follow-up.
Let's see.
Happy hump day.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's one. Five of the six highest tornado wind speeds occurred in what state?
Oklahoma.
Correct. That is right.
Can we give her the dinger?
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how about give me the... Oh, yeah.
We have...
Four. I'm not going to get that?
No, you're going to get it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that better.
All right. We really appreciate you calling Random Facts today, okay?
Have a wonderful day. Yeah. And is it Rich's happy, like, half birthday or something?
No, it's Greg's half birthday.
At least... I just did it as a lark. It's a joke.
Yeah, by the way, you can't... Hallmark does not have a card for that.
Oh, you looked.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I turned like 47 and a half a couple of, February. I was 47 and a half.
That is so young. That is just
and
so
I know,
young.
And I still look fabulous.
I know you do. I see your comment on my threads and stuff, and yeah, you got it going on there.
You're sweet.
Have a great day.
See, now you're making a face. But now you know why I had a way with women, because I knew exactly what this.
And what movie?
Shut up.
And what movie do you want to go see?
Here's J-Tom.
J-Tom, hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, this group did a song called Conquistador.
Who's talking? Who's this?
Do you know?
I'm giving it to you because you brought me a birthday, half birthday gift.
Right, you got it.
A half birthday.
I love that.
Answer, Greg.
That is really cool, man.
The correct answer was Proco Harum, but we would have accepted anything. So.
Hey,
we are corrupt. You can bribe us with gifts. We accept them. Thank you, J. Tom and Penny.
Hey, Penny.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
You know, Penny earned her way into this.
Penny earned.
Oh, I finally earned my way. Oh, I earned my way, all right.
Really? Tell us
more. I will. I just wanted to call in and tell Greg happy half a birthday.
See? See?
I'm not giving you any kind of... I'm not denying that it's your half birthday.
You made my morning. Penny, thank you
I'm
so
glad
much.
Because you make mine almost every day, and you guys have a great day.
All right.
Wow. See, I love that. That's
almost every day.
You had to notice the adverb there, didn't you? Okay. All right. I got you. I know who you are and what you're all about.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
And again, I tell you that we are going to hear from our friend who will be in the studio in a little while. Rick Evans is going to tell us about the eclipse coming up in 12 days. And, you know, we got a pretty good show here coming up in Montgomery. No totality, but it's going to be a pretty good show. Our forecast calling for mostly sunny, comfortable today with a high up to about 73. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine tomorrow, 69 for a high Thursday. Boy, Good Friday is a great forecast. Really good forecast with a high in the low to mid 70s on Friday, upper 70s on Saturday. A beautiful Easter weekend forecast, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. In fact, I've got some around 83, maybe mid 80s by Monday. So a nice string of days in our future, and I like that because this can be a very turbulent time of the year. Right now, this morning, there's fog near bodies of water, but otherwise, it's pretty nice. 45 now at 7:49.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
As Rich Thomas just mentioned, Rick Evans is going to be our guest. His visit to talk about the solar eclipse brought to you by
Solar Eclipse Beer.
Solar Eclipse Beer. It was brewed during the solar eclipse. Made from spring water that rushed during the eclipse process. Made only from wheat, hops, and barley grown in the total eclipse areas. For a smoother taste than those other partial eclipse beers. Make sure you're asking for the total eclipse beer. Anything else would be like buying half a bottle. So taste the beer with the perfect blend of both sun and moon. Solar Eclipse Beer. Sun on the label, moon on the cap.
The buzz of totality.
Yeah. The big one in 2017, Shepard Smith was still on Fox News then. Now, I don't know where the hell he is, and I don't care, but...
Yeah.
I know he made fun of people who were in awe of the... The one last year, I was in New Orleans for that one. I had a pair of eclipse glasses that I brought down with me, one for Janelle, one for me, and we were having lunch at the time of the eclipse at a restaurant called The Column, or Columns. And so we're looking at this thing, and people are starting to get curious, like, wow, what's going on? What are you... Well, it's the solar eclipse. So everybody started wanting to look through those glasses to see it. And even though it wasn't total in that particular area, it was still...
You can still see it.
It's still an amazing thing to see. So why this guy had to mock people, I don't know.
You know what? This is my iPhone. This is my iPhone. This is my electronic by Bluetooth mouse from a computer down in there. If I put this here and my phone here, I have a total eclipse of the phone.
Jeez. Which goes to prove my theory that Shepard Smith is a head.
By the way, I think he's on CNBC on a show nobody watches.
Nobody watches that. Nobody watches that.
Evening newscast.
He's over. He is over.
Yeah.
All right. You guys in the back, would you bring back your hero?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All right. Here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. In fact, somebody next hour is going to be winning $20 to go to that place. And take somebody with you if you want to, because $20 will feed two people there. In fact, one order will usually feed two people there because the portions are gigantic.
That is true.
At the Seafood Bistro. They've got, you know, we've talked about the salad. By the way, if you get just, I'm not sure about those salads, the BLT, the House, the Caesar, or the Bistro. I have had the Simply Salad, the one you make yourself. The thing is gigantic. So portion control is not a thing, even in the salad aspect as well. They've got wings there if you want to do that. Their house specialties are the red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo, both delicious there, both probably being cooked right now just to get that flavor in there. They've also got the Seafood Bistro tacos, the NOLA style barbecue shrimp, the shrimp and grits, the platters, the po' boys, the boil bags as well. It is just a ton of food at the Seafood Bistro waiting for you. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. 279-7500 is their number to get in touch with them. Website is easy to find. Just Google their name, The Seafood Bistro. It is theseafoodbistro.com, or you can open up the delivery apps that are on your phone to look at the menu or put in an order to get it delivered or for pickup. You can do that online at their website as well. That website, again, theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro.
All right, we are at 7:54. I think what we're going to do next here is we're going to pay a quick visit to the traffic dungeon. And then we'll come back with hard news brought to you by Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Right now, Skipper, you're up next. as soon as you recue. There you go. Wall Street Business Report follows Skipper.
Traffic continues to build this morning. We're not seeing any major problems anywhere, but boy, we got a lot of cars on the road. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. 231 out of Wetumpka, we're looking better there as well as the boulevards. But boy, I tell you what, it is definitely a busy Wednesday morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. Again, no major problems. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Businesses are weighing the economic impact after the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The Port of Baltimore, one of the busiest in the United States, has halted vessel traffic indefinitely in the wake of the collapse, which is expected to affect the flow of commerce in the United States. The Port of Baltimore is the busiest U.S. port for car shipments. Visa and MasterCard reached an estimated $30 billion settlement to limit credit and debit card fees for merchants, with some savings likely to be passed on to consumers through lower prices. The settlement announced on Tuesday is one of the largest in U.S. history, and with court approval, would resolve most claims in the nationwide litigation and some sweet business. Krispy Kreme said its donuts would be available across McDonald's U.S. restaurants by the end of 2026, as the companies expand the pilot project, sending its shares surging 23% on Tuesday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And for the first time in the history of Mark and Vicky and Applied Security sponsoring our Rocket Scientist of the Day, he's actually in the studio with us.
Wow!
That's what we say as we welcome. Jeb, wake up. We've got Rick Evans here. Go ahead.
Please clap.
That's better. Good to see you.
You know, it seems like just the other day.
Oh, my God.
When you were in here talking about a